Good luck, ma'am. Next case, please.
The next application is case number 11165, the application of Iris Downing. The site is located at southwest corner of Road 213, also known as North Old State Street and Wild Cherry Street, and being identified on the county tax rolls as tax map ID District 230, map 26.20, parcel 19, requesting a special use exception to operate a daycare facility. Gentlemen, on this application, we've again received no correspondence from any individual or agency to date. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Thank you for that.
Can you please state your name and address for the record?
Iris Downing, 19 Bull Run, Harrington, Delaware, 19952.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Hello. I am here today to ask to have permission to use for a large family daycare center that I currently purchase a purchased the land at 18382 Wild Cherry Street last year. I would like to renovate it for that purpose.
Okay.
The amount of children would be 12. And it would be school age, preschool only.
Preschool only?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And what would be your hours, ma'am?
My hours be 6 to 6.
6 to 6? Okay. And that'd be Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday.
Okay. Monday through Friday. And again, that'd be for up to 12?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Workman?
Yeah, do you have plenty of parking?
Excuse me.
You have plenty of parking?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Mr. Hudson?
Do you presently operate a daycare?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Just adjacent to the one that I'm, the prophecy that I just purchased.
Okay, so this property adjoins right next to it?
Yes.
Will you still be operating at the property you're on?
Yes,
now?
I do.
Well, that's going to join the two properties as far as your daycare operation?
No, they're going to be separate. I'm still going to currently have the one that I have and the employees that I have there. And this one that I'm asking now would just be strictly for what
preschool.
I'm looking for now, school age through and preschool.
How long have you been operating your existing daycare?
About 13 years.
Thank you.
Mr. Mills?
The question before this board is, what effect will it have, and more specifically, will it have a substantial adverse effect on the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties? So if you could explain to us what effect, if any, it'll have.
Well, I don't believe it will have any effect. If anything, it will improve because I have been there, and I'm well-known in that neighborhood.
Okay.
I have a good name, so I believe that I will just attract more families.
Okay. And there's, I take it, children in the area, and other than your daycare, it's residential. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And so you don't foresee any substantial adverse effect?
No,
okay.
Not at all.
Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, Mr. Rickard,
are you in the process of getting the state's approval, or has the state already approved you?
Well, no, I needed to make this step first.
This step first,
yes,
then
first.
The state. Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none. I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has stated that she does not believe that this requested use would have a substantial effect adversely on the uses of adjacent neighboring properties, nor did we hear testimony to the contrary. So I make a motion that we approve case number 11165.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11,165. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,165 is approved. Good luck, ma'am.